All right, I'm standing here in a hallway with Obi-John, and we're going to discover the secret as to why he hates Spankwagon Radio. Obi-John, how you doing?
Fine.
Good. Now, tell me, the only question I have to ask, why do you hate Spankwagon Radio?
The profanity.
Well, screw you, buddy.
Well, fuck you.
Spankwagon Radio.
We do apologize as Spankwagon Radio has not yet officially started yet. We are currently in search for our balls. Thank you.
Spider-Man, do whatever a spider can do. What's my name? Say my name, bitch!
Spankwagon.
You are listening to the greatest radio show ever, it's Spankwagon Radio.
How's it going?
Oh, I should have a mic.
Yes.
But I'm not mic today. Not bad, how are you?
I'm fine.
I'm gonna make a bunch of noise, hold on.
Wow.
Yeah. All that for nothing.
It's like Transformers, dude. You instantly go from, shitty internet radio to Bob Barker.
Please remember to spay and neuter your balls.
That's right. Or if you want to...
At least for your case, the pets.
Hey, man. Don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
Give me another reason?
Well, you know what? They printed it 2 weeks in a row, so there you go.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Newspaper, Mr. Yeah. Commercial.
Hey, man, I'm famous.
Yeah, yeah.
I get recognized everywhere I go.
Yeah? It's not a good thing, actually, especially
for one
when it came
thing.
To tonight.
Oh, Jesus.
We'll actually
Christ.
Get to that here in just a second.
There's mad props and hate for fucking Obi-John right now.
Yeah, big-time mad props and big-time anger for him.
But
actually, let's... I know people have got to hear the chuckling in the background here, so we're going to go ahead and get that covered right away. First off...
First up, the first guest.
He says, hi.
Wow.
No, it's not Obi-John. We know. Past listeners know he's that attentive.
No, this is actually...
See, we fucked it up. We should have done, the dating game.
Well, I don't have the music cued. You should have...
So what? I can be the beatbox.
Don't, please. Oh, there we go. Our first contestant hails from Waterloo, Iowa. Wait, it's not me. Thank you.
Yeah.
And I know what Wink Letterman or whatever his name was. Wink Martindale.
Wink Letterman. Jesus.
Oh, no. I'm making shit up. All right. Actually, I got
really a bad movie.
How bad?
He was supposed to be the ultimate game show host.
No game shows.
In a world.
No.
Your life is no longer your own. All right.
Okay. First up, actually, is, both of them are friends from back home, and they... You're getting bored.
No, I'm not. I'm not getting bored at all. I'm getting
ready. They were actually, how long have we all known each other? about a decade now.
Did you have a license when we met? I don't even remember.
Yes, I did. I have a driver's license, but I did not own a car yet.
Yeah.
So I was Poe.
We were both at our first job at a wonderful restaurant that we may not name.
Oh, no.
Why
Bishops.
Not?
It's been scarred before.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
we've talked about the dead people. I don't think we've ever talked about Corduroy Man, though. We might want to touch on that later on.
Right.
Corduroy
Why
Man
not,
needs to
man.
Be shared. You'd We've, like Corduroy Man.
I'm sure I would. I've heard everything about your dead guy hemorrhaging to instant potato fights to the fat lady with the bird in her hat.
Wow, he knows about my dead guy.
Yeah, he knows. Well, your dead guy has to be known. I mean, how often... For those of you who've ever listened to the show, it's in the archive, which will be back up later on this week.
Yes.
due
to technical difficulties. Yeah. Avoid the avoidance of technical difficulties
yeah,
in litigation.
Yeah, the avoidance of technical difficulties. I don't know. We'll probably just go with first name here. Kevin walked into a room, walked into the public restroom at a restaurant that we worked at Bishop's, and
yes.
found a dead guy. And what was the first thing you did?
I poked him with the mop handle to make sure he was dead.
You poked him with the mop handle.
Yeah, well, he's laying there with his head against the wall, with his pants down around his ankle. I wasn't going to reach in and touch him. So I poked him with the mop handle, said, "Hey, are you okay?" And he didn't answer. So I went and got the manager.
Where'd you poke him at?
I poked him in the shoulder.
I think it was like the head or something, man. It's like an open casket funeral. There's these giant fucking bruises all over the guy's forehead. Nobody can figure out what's going on.
No, I'm not that rude.
I would have been.
Not usually.
Yeah, we don't even... What are you doing?
Shit, no, man. I would have checked his pockets for loose change.
Oh, jeez.
He died in the act of relieving himself, I guess is the best way to put it. Sitting on the toilet and...
He Elvis'd it.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you.
Like
you.
Elvis.
Yeah, he Elvis'd it.
Thank you. Thank you. This from the two people like we speak openly to our children who have now brought censorship to the show. Thank you. Well, relieving himself.
He was taking a shit.
All
right. All
right. 2-year-olds tend to do that to you.
Yeah.
What, take a shit?
No, they make you censor yourself so they don't walk around going, shit, 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 shit.
Yeah.
Daddy took a shit.
It reminds me of a joke.
Mommy, I've got to shit.
The problem is, this kid will use it in a proper sentence form. He's like, I got a shit. You just kind of look at him and go, oh, where'd he pick
yeah. it up? Yeah, I met your kid the first night I came here, yes.
Yeah.
Knows what an inloader is, but not a ball.
He was just messing with you.
Yeah.
He wanted you to say
What's
ball.
That?
Kid has a Sears Craftsman catalog as his coloring book.
That's
as his picture
great.
Book.
So he doesn't color in it, fortunately. He just looks at it and goes, screwdriver.
Yeah,
no,
I was there. He goes, ratchet.
Air compressor.
Miter saw is another one of his favorites.
He went into my garage. He sees that air compressor I have down mm-hmm. there. He goes, you got an air compressor like daddy's. I'm like, okay, cool. All
right.
In fact, actually, let's introduce Mindy here.
You didn't say, you know what, you just said her name, but not his.
No, I said Kevin.
Did you? All right.
Yeah, I got it.
All right, well, okay.
I'm on the game.
All right, go ahead.
And the second one here, of course, as we said once, I'll say it again, Mindy. Did you get that?
Yeah, we got
okay,
that one.
Good.
Just for
and Mindy's also
purposes.
Someone I've known for years and years and years. And actually, when I tell you about my car exploding... I told you about my Magnum going straight to hell very fast.
Mm.
Where it wouldn't even get over a speed bump.
No.
I've never told you that.
No, I've heard the coffee can repair.
Yeah,
the,
that was the exhaust after Christy broke it, rat face.
Let's see. I heard the fun story about Kevin here helping you attempt to fix a water pump and then throwing extra bolts in. That was fucking great.
Yeah.
To scare the shit out of you.
That's just swell.
You're over it.
Oh, we're well over it. Yeah, I ask him. I go, you know that trim panel in the back of my truck?
Yeah.
I go, where's those screws now?
They're at home.
They're at home.
Right where they should be. Very safe. Yes, indeed.
Fuck that epoxy.
Yeah, you know, I'm about that close to doing it, but it's a POS truck.
Hell, I glue shit back together, man.
That's sad. What do you glue together in your car?
What do I glue together? Did you ever see my fucking idle speed regulator?
Oh, dear.
Yeah. That was fucking great. Had a, let's see, a spaghetti can lid right there with a red shop rag taped and instant gasketed together with a bolt through the breather tube to go ahead and set my idle.
Hey, you gotta do it.
Wow, that's ghetto.
Yes, that was
very
ghetto.
Very ghetto. All right, just in case you haven't figured it out yet, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
And I'm your host, Trencher.
Gee, I'm Claude Balls. I see such enthusiasm by everyone else here tonight.
That's the first time we've ever had a live clap.
Yeah.
Like that, at least.
That's not true. Your wife comes in half sleepy slash drunk and stuff.
No, just sleepy. And then debates everything.
Do you ever show up in the chat room? I forget what your name is.
No, they've never shown up.
Too bad.
Room.
All right, well, great.
We don't
I was gonna
have a computer.
Fuck, are you Amish?
We just haven't been able to afford a new computer.
We'd rather have a nice car and a place to live.
Shit, I got a nice car and a place to live.
Yeah, we're poor. We've got a 2.5-year-old. They eat a lot.
You don't. Well, you do eat a lot, though.
Oh, fuck you. And there's a story about that shit, too, man, for the shit tonight right there. I pull up and guy's like, all right, this just came out of the fire. It's very hot. I'm like, I'm not going to eat all this shit. It's not for me. What the fuck? I was, like, offended by the guy, man. What the fuck? I'm going to order a fucking 8-piece chicken meal just for
you
myself.
How much? I ordered something simple, like a 2-piecer, just so we could all try something.
Shit, man. I thought you were going to have more people here. I thought you were going to have, like, some sort of tasting party.
No. But I guess we'll sort of have a micro-tasting party here. We'll take a break and eat a little bit and get that set up now.
All right, well, since you're here, I guess it's live Mad Props.
Yes, live Mad Props.
Mad Props!
Trust me, people have they've given it a weird look. People have grown to appreciate that for some reason.
This
people
behold.
Honor that. People honor the clicker, licker, pop.
Bullshit. It's the...
I'm about to cry.
Where's the where's the label?
It's up right up there.
A little kid licking the.
Oh, right there.
Right there.
Looks like a little kid licking a penis.
Yes. It looks like a kid licking a dong.
Very phallic.
Very phallic.
Very phallic.
First thing we saw.
And what's funny is Trencher actually found a link for these right here, saying that these were like good aids in teaching children like literacy, you know, because like you can reward them by shaking. The only thing I can think of is like only at the McMartin preschool.
Oh.
I guess we are not privy to that nasty, disgusting joke.
You know what that is?
I've heard of it.
Why don't you
share?
Okay, this is like another 80s type story thing. Back, you know, there's a whole preschool full of kids, you know, that claim they, like, molested them.
The what did?
This preschool is daycare center, man. There was like 30 kids claim the owners molested them right there.
Obviously.
Trial drug on for like almost a decade, and eventually they like let everybody out right there because they said like the kids were like being coached by the stuff.
Oh, jeez.
You know. Did they touch you? No. They did, didn't they? No. Okay, they did. Ice cream! Yes.
I gotta love that. And that's California, isn't it?
Yeah, it's California.
That's California legal system right there.
Like I know about some other state. Yeah.
Granted, though, our legal system, I got a good news article for later. Our legal system, very
shit, I left my news article down in the car, so I'll have to go get that.
We'll have to get that at the break.
Yes.
So, let's see. First up, if you are listening to us through Shoutcast, or if you have wandered upon our site on Spankwagon, don't forget to check out our live chat where you can actually interact with us, only at slashnet.org, irc.slashnet.org. The room is Pound Spank Wagon, SPANKWAGON.
Of course, if we have to explain it to you, chances are you're not going to be smart enough to figure it out.
Because you are lazy sons of a bitches.
Or just ignorant fucking AOL lamers.
Ooh.
But we need ratings, so thanks for listening.
Yes. So I think what we're going to actually do right now, we actually have something that we did 2 weeks ago where it was called Name Your Spank.
Yes.
And one of the things we actually, well, actually it was the only... One of the two things that was actually suggested that really took on, that anybody actually said, oh yeah, that'd be pretty cool, was a taste test of sorts. And since we're known for eating ridiculously bad food...
Yes.
People decided that we are probably some of the best two people to choose which one is the better tasting chicken.
Yeah.
Between KFC and Popeye's chicken.
I don't know
what
they
call... No, you know what? Okay, I'm sorry. The whole thing, the first thing that gets me between this, Popeye... You know, spent his whole life chasing olive oil, right?
Who is perhaps the world's ugliest woman.
Exactly. Then we have KFC, who's like a faux colonel of some sort.
He should have
had a little more olive oil in his diet.
A faux colonel?
Faux, as in F-A-U-X. Fake.
Yeah, I know, but nobody calls it that, a faux colonel.
I just did.
You're different. It's very different.
Yes, since it's not spelled the same way, it's like Colonel Tom. You know, it's not a real colonel. It's an actual title, such as Esquire. Like Bill S. Preston Esquire.
Yeah, Lord, or what, Glenn Lerner Esquire.
Yeah.
Yeah, Colonel Sanders looks like a plantation owner.
Well, he's from the South. You know, Colonel Sanders actually died poor and penniless.
Really?
He did not make any money.
He just, you know, the sign. He just looks like a plantation owner. Now, would I want to buy from Popeye or a plantation owner?
I don't know.
A fake character, fictional character, or a fictional colonel?
Well, the colonel was real. He just didn't actually hold a military rank.
I don't know. Yeah. He's fake now. I mean, there was a cartoon with Dennis Quaid as him.
Yeah, fucking Cousin Eddie.
Yeah, Cousin
Eddie. As the colonel. Oh, yeah, Clark, you want to try my chicken?
Daddy says this is the best chicken.
No.
All right, so we're going to set that up. And we go, of course,
this right foot is extra runny tonight.
Why was it that there was not a single foul word in that whole statement, and yet that's the thing that disturbed us the most?
Kev, Claude, Kev.
Yeah. Prepare to be grossed out.
Prepare. All right, so what we're going to do is take a...
This is not like butterscotch enemas or S&M talk on here, though. It's just, you know.
About a black coffee enema.
Ah! Black coffee.
Wake up to cold.
There you go.
Now, you can get...
If it's black, stick it back. If it's white, take
Valium.
A bite.
The only way to give... they don't have Valium suppositories, but you can give Valium rectally. I work in a hospital. You can give Valium rectally, but you have to take the syringe. You have to take the needle. You have to draw it up out of the vial. You have to take the needle off. Then you have to shove it up there. You have to... push in the plunger, and then you have to hold their butt cheeks together.
You know, that's a good question.
Wait, that sounds like one of those pill inserters that they have, like, for dogs and cats to shove down their throat.
Yeah, shibble. Can you imagine somebody, first of all, shoving some kind of liquid thing up your butt, then having them hold your butt cheeks together for, like, 10 minutes?
It's like Neo Rodeo style.
Oh, that's not right.
Do our listeners know what rodeo style was? That little nugget that came from Flying J?
I think they do. I'm sure if they don't, they can look it up online.
Yes.
I'm sure they can.
Now, one of our wonderful links.
The purpose of Valium, what does it do?
Kind of. It's a...
You don't know. That's great. You're shoving stuff up people's asses. You have no clue.
I'm not a pharmacist. It basically makes you mellow.
Can I ask you a question then?
How mellow can you be with something up your ass?
Wouldn't a person have to be either rather mellow to begin with to actually sit through that process of having a needle shoved up their ass, or at least this plastic syringe part, and then their butt cheeks held together?
You know what? This is not something that happens a lot.
Okay.
This is something that one day the pharmacist shows me. She's like, look, if you give Valium rectally, this is how you do it. They're like, ooh, wasn't that special?
Great. So you don't exactly have to put this on like a job resume. Skills. I can type 32 words a minute.
I used to hold people's butt cheeks together.
See, I couldn't do that, man, because I'm too much of a comedian. I'd do ventriloquism. Asola mio. Yes.
Oh, man.
You get squirted in the eye with Valium. You realize that, right?
It's like a grapefruit if you prod the wrong place.
Does that mean you get lazy eye?
Lazy eye. Lazy brown eye.
I'll never come up blue eyes again.
I just imagine that you go to the wrong patient, you know, and just like, okay, Mr. Jones. You end up getting stuck up to elbow.
People are supposed to check the name badge on your arm, you know, the little thing they put on you when you go into the hospital that says, I am John Doe. I am Claude Balls. You know, say, okay, Mr. Balls, here is your Vistacado suppository.
No, thanks. Number one, I'm not comfortable with that. And two, even if I had to right there, there's one... It's not really a phobia, but it's one thing I can't get out of my mind whenever I think of suppositories. Train spotting. Exactly.
I had to have surgery, and I told people I am not having a suppository. They're not giving me a suppository. So one of my friends gave me this greeting card. It has a picture of this beach at night and has all these men carrying a canoe. And you can't see it. It's all blacked out. And then in the inside it says, they delivered your suppository.
That's great, man. You know what the worst part about that is afterwards? You go, ha ha, placebo. I fooled you again. Let me show you.
Stay away from me, Claude.
No, not like that at all. Huh?
Okay. He likes women. Must have a credit check.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, man.
It's like Christopher Lowell, becomes an RN.
Oh, jeez.
One of my absolute favorite things, though, that we dispense is called Go Lightly.
You dispense? Yes. Jesus. The fuck? It's like at a bar where we get the fucking dial of beverage and shit, man. Like fucking dial a suppository.
It's like this is stuff you reconstitute, and it's like a gallon of crap that these people have to drink, and it makes them shit out their innards.
Chris! Smack did that one.
Yeah,
that's right.
If you have what is it? Not a colostomy. They shove the thing up your butt to look.
Colonoscopy.
If you have a colonoscopy, they give you this for a bowel prep.
Yeah.
And I think it's just funny that it's called Go Lightly, so people can go very, very heavily.
Go lightly. See, I couldn't do that either. I couldn't be a fucking doctor because I'd be making like submarine periscopes on.
Volume to make them all nice and comfortable, so they don't give a crap.
You know what? If for some reason, okay, seriously, like if I had cancer, I needed that done. Don't fucking make me relax. Put me out.
Donkey punch.
Fuck you.
They just went to show you the.
Hey, what are you doing? Wham. I don't. You know what, man? Do it like a vacation. Show me photos afterwards. Don't fucking take me with you, okay? I don't want to be there laying on my stomach in front of a monitor going, Jesus, is that my tonsils? No.
yeah, that was one of the worst things ever showed on TLC was the colonoscopy.
Wait a minute.
Cross-flipping channels. And
whoa! Ass. I got a question, though. What, you want them, like, vacation photos? Like, here's Claude's butt at Rome. Here's Claude's butt.
Yeah, just Photoshop my asshole everywhere, yeah. That'd be great, yeah.
But the canals of Venice. And
yeah. Oh, look. Yeah. Here's Claude. Yeah. Here's Claude's ass at the Treaty of Versailles. Just really fucking go overboard.
Now, will we be able to see it through all the hair?
There's no sideburns on the asshole. No.
Oh, you trim those?
No. I'm
you
going.
Don't trim them.
I'm going. You know, like blind people read Braille. Maybe that's not the best way to put it. It's not like I stand, you know, in front of a fucking mirror and try to, you know, do acrobatics. But no, there's no burns on the asshole. God, that sounds nasty too, man. Sound like some fucking hairy sarlacc. Ooh. No fucking geeks in this room here.
Very few.
Lucas, who?
She's in the other room sleeping.
Ah, fine.
Yes, I knew the sarlacc pit when you said it.
Yes, thank you.
All right.
Anyhow.
We're going to go ahead and take that first break, finally. We'll be back in a little bit. We'll be doing the taste test.
That's right.
Because it's the only thing that we could actually do on a show. I don't think the whole sex and calisthenics weight loss program would have worked out on a two-hour show.
No. But you're more than welcome to try.
We have many ideas.
We'll weigh you before. We'll see you in a half an hour. We'll weigh you after.
Then it's you and the wife got to go.
Well, she's sleeping.
Which means we got to make a food run.
Ouch. All right.
Except for I'll fuck with both of you. I'll get that Hulk syrup right there.
That green shit?
Yeah.
What the hell is up with that? Green syrup.
Dude, you know what? They say... I have not tasted the green syrup.
They say it's chocolate.
You know what? I don't fucking trust it, man. I bought purple ketchup. That shit does not taste like ketchup.
What the hell are you doing? No, I don't want to know.
It was on sale. It was the only color left. I was cheap. I said, all right, purple ketchup. Yeah, all right, all right, fine.
You know it's finger paint with the herbs and spices mixed into it.
Actually, yeah, when they were advertising it on TV, they had more kids painting with it than were fucking eating it. That should have been a sign.
They're painting walls. not a clue there.
Get out that big foam brush and just paint it with green ketchup.
Yeah.
Or purple ketchup and green chocolate. That's just not right.
I know, unfortunately, I know what you're talking about, like when you lacquer shit up.
Yep, exactly.
That was the funniest thing I ever saw.
Every room is now an inch and a half shorter on every wall.
Yeah.
When you do like, oh, there's...
When you start lacquering wood and you get those like foam wedge brushes. Oh, didn't you take wood shop in high school?
Yeah, I did, but I always sprayed when I finished.
You know what? Nice I've only sprayed a couple of times, actually. And the first time was when I almost got, I pretty much got banned. It was only allowed in the second time because I forgot to check that the exhaust fans were working. So I was in there for half an hour just spraying and giggling.
I can see that.
I was like, my friend in there, man. I'm like, dude, this is so glossy, man. No, spin it around. Come on, let's do it some more. It was fucking funny. We're like, you're sitting there with these fucking goggles, teacher. What the hell are you doing, Rooney?
You know, this does explain a lot.
No, it doesn't explain anything. I come from carnival folks and circus folks. That explains it.
Yeah.
Of course, I say that because people agree. I don't know what the hell it's supposed to mean, dude.
We're going to break. We'll be back.
Like the Barker attitude, I don't know.
What?
The what? Like the Bob Barker attitude, you know, like them being the Carnival Barker thing.
Oh, I'm thinking you're talking about Barker making a crack at the microphone I'm using
no,
tonight.
No, Jesus. It's not all about you, you Enigma
Maniac.
It's
always about me. Anyway, moving on. What are we listening to?
The greatest internet radio show that will ever be.
And what is that?
Spankwagon.vftp.net is the location where you can hear it. Spankwagon Radio.
That's more like it. We'll be back in a moment.
We should get an echo effect when
test.
I say that.
Yeah, we should.
Come on. future, we've got no past. Here today, built to last in every city and every nation, from Lake Geneva to the Finland Station. And a western town, a dead-end world, the East End boys and West End girls. A western town, a dead-end world. Stalling and starting, who do you think you are? Joe Stalin? Sometimes you're better off dead. There's a gun in your hand and it's pointing at your head. In a western town, a dead-end world, the East End boys and West End girls. In a western town, a dead-end world, the East End boys and West End girls.
We'll be right back.
suing his ass right now.
Good for them.
He used the sleeper, which was a variation of the 79 mm-hmm. Magnum and Cordoba that mm-hmm. had a fuel-injected 360 in it. Mm-hmm. It was going to be a T-top, fully loaded car. Was going to ride on 16 by 8-inch wheels. It was way ahead of its time because they had an experimental rear end that they were working on.
Yeah.
So it would have had full independent suspension. But a lot of this, I mean, this stuff that engineers and designers have said over the years that nobody can really...
Yeah, and the other thing, too, that nobody will really know how it performed in the prototypes that they'd actually leased to people. Yeah, fucking great results, and that was the fucking Chrysler turbine.
Oh, yeah, the turbine was supposed to go into production in 1980 in the Murata.
Mm-hmm. And, 1979, they've got everything back, yeah.
I've seen one drawing of the Murata before it was approved by the board, and it didn't have them ugly-ass Thunderbird windows on it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot sleeker design.
Yeah.
I love the car, but it has Thunderbird windows on the back of it, so I'm getting rid of them on mine.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Interesting. All right.
All right. If Reverend was here, he'd be like, enough with Krager talk.
Yeah, really enough with Krager and car talk, okay? All righty, ladies and gentlemen, we're back with Spankwagon Radio.
Only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
As the monitoring station blows out yet again.
That's okay. The monitoring station will be fine.
Usually
the listener speakers, I don't really be concerned about.
Their speakers, yeah, absolutely. Hey, folks, okay, here's what we're going to do. We actually have it from the Name Your Spank earlier, posted 2 weeks ago.
The secret word is gain. There you go.
Yeah, I know. I need more on this microphone. I might actually have to adjust that during a break.
Approximately 2 weeks ago, we embarked upon a new direction for the development of Spankwagon Entertainment.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That sounded fancy.
I know.
It did.
Got to brush up on a corporate lingo. Okay, so what we do is we have a contest called Name Your Spank, where you get to be programming director.
And tell us what to do.
That's right. So, going off of one...
Really, really good suggestion.
...of the many that have been submitted to us, both privately and publicly...
Yep.
...we're going to embark on the first Name Your Spank tonight.
And tonight, thank God, we have someone here that isn't desensitized.
You filthy bugger, yeah.
Desensitized by Las Vegas food and culture. As a matter of fact, Mindy, what is one thing that you've noticed about every single one of our food products out here in Nevada?
They taste different.
Everything is tasted different.
You're jaded.
We are, because we're used to it, but they're not, so...
The Prego just wasn't right. It was a little bit wrong.
You know, if I have to listen to another fucking Iowa beef is better fucking thing, I'm going to pull my hair out.
Nothing about beef. I just said
nobody said
Prego
you did.
Didn't taste right.
The beef that we've had out here has actually been pretty good. So.
Right on. Thank you. Please tell that to Trencher's wife.
We hate the beef out here.
Well, we were eating the good stuff, though, when we came out here. So.
Yeah, they weren't getting fucking grade 4 comes in a plastic tube shit, you cheap bastard.
Yeah, we don't...
But what do you...
We have signs on the highway, don't eat meat from a tube.
It's wrong.
So, no tube steak for anybody in your family.
Well, if you eat tube-shaped meat, it's supposed to be called a sausage, not ground beef.
What about a hot dog?
A hot dog is a sausage.
No, it's not. It's a fucking hot dog.
It's a Frankfurt.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Tell that to the Polacks. Yeah. Polish sausage is a fucking hot dog.
Polish sausage is different than a damn
hot dog. No, it's not.
Dog.
It's it's a spicy hot dog.
It is a spicy hot dog, but it's usually a little different the way they make them.
Well, it's Polish people. It's got to be backwards.
No matter where you are.
Everything you want to know about sausage.
Yeah.
Every place makes theirs different. Like kielbasa, or kielbasa in Russian. It's just different. You know, the different factories make it differently. It all tastes different.
Well, I don't eat communist
sausage factories.
Sausage factory.
Sorry.
Sounds like a porn production company.
Now, coming soon from Sausage Factory Films.
The Bologna Files.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah. The all new hit period piece, Napoleon Blew My Bonaparte.
Okay.
We better make sure we're not that funny. We don't want Kevin to choke on the chicken.
Boom.
boom.
I'm cooking on anybody's chicken.
All right.
Well, nobody said you were. Just your own, dude.
He doesn't need to. I take care of that need for him.
Aww.
Ooh.
What kind of chicken should I start with?
What we're going to do is we're actually going to start this taste test. It's the one that was... I don't even know who to give credit for right now.
Red rum.
Red rum with the chicken? Yes.
Red rum.
Red rum. Red rum suggested we do
Queen of the strap-ons and fake IDs.
Yeah, really. We do the final ultimate taste test as what's the better chicken. Hold on.
KFC versus Popeyes.
Now, for those of you who don't know what Popeyes is somewhat regionalized to the South. And
well, you know what? They did have a Popeyes in California.
They did?
They actually did.
Weird. Popeyes, yes, the fast food chicken place that's basically ghetto-fied.
Well, technically, to actually break it down to you, what Popeyes is, it's supposed to be fast food kind of Creole-esque with like dirty beans or dirty rice and beans.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like that right there.
Okay, that makes sense. But why name it after Popeye?
I have no clue.
Yeah, good question.
But they do have greens.
Mm.
That's the thing.
In Chicago, they tell you if you're in a Popeyes after dark and you're white, run. Because it's usually in a really, really, really bad neighborhood.
And I think that's part of the problem that Popeyes has, is they don't seem to be expanding into...
anywhere else.
Basically, anywhere else. I mean, I'm not trying to be prejudiced. I'm not trying to be racist or anything like that. I'm not trying to profile people, so, you know.
Eat Popeyes.
Yeah, I know. No, to be honest right there, Popeyes predominantly does open stores in poor, low-income neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Then that's not necessarily, for minority-type neighborhoods. I'm keeping everything PC. I can't call anybody colored. But, got to insert the humor. But, no, like, I went to the Popeyes here in town, and I ended up going to the white trash side of town,
okay.
To be fair. But predominantly, yes, Popeyes does appear in poor neighborhoods.
Poor neighborhoods. And I will say, I mean,
like Faygo and Special K soda.
Yes.
Whoa.
All right.
I've heard of Faygo. The hell is it?
God.
Like radioactive waste that they flavor?
Jesus. Get away from me, non-juggalo ninja.
Anyhow, don't mind him. All right. So what we're doing is we're actually...
and my ex.
Yes, he is your buddy. What we're going to do, actually, is we're going to have him taste a drumstick from the KFC here in...
God damn it! Why did you give it away?
It's a drumstick.
You were supposed to be a blind taste test.
No.
Fuck, dude!
He can see what it is. He saw me serve it.
But the fucking people...
It's radio.
You fucked the illusion up. It's all right.
Room and you could do like chicken switch and then I can tell you what I think.
No, it isn't which one is Popeyes and which one is KFC, it's which one tastes better.
Alright, I didn't want anybody to be prejudiced because, you know.
Okay, he's joined the KFC, he took a bite, finally got tired of listening to us argue about this. And first thoughts?
It's slimy and crunchy like back home.
Slimy
and crunchy.
Sounds like you're chewing on snails.
Well, it's not that slimy.
Escargot.
It's that skin slime that you get.
Hey, man, that's hot jello.
If you say so.
Oh, man, I almost wore that Pepsi. Shut the hell
up.
Hey,
I have been to the unpromised land of shitty food, okay? I ate beef jello.
Beef jello.
What the hell were you thinking?
It was actually done for
I dared
humor.
Somebody. I promised them that, you know what, if you make it, I'll eat it. And you know what? I had to keep my promise.
That was birdie.
Now, yeah. I would say I'd try it, I'd taste it, but not I'd eat it.
Oh, no, it was gross. You ever had beef ramen?
Yeah.
Okay, so imagine it's really salty beef ramen, but it's cold and jello-like in your mouth. And it wiggles.
Yeah. Hey, it's kind of like on Third Rock from the Sun, where they're like really, really scared of jello because it like lives. You like poke it and it keeps going and going and going.
I've never seen Third Rock from the Sun.
That's always funny when they get afraid of a jello mold.
Yeah.
They go screaming and running and they attack with a weapon sometimes.
I'll be damned.
Interesting. I think we miss a lot on TV because of my hours I work. All right, so
wash
it down, get your palate clean, and we're going to go ahead and try the other.
This is Popeyes.
Right. You had to tell everybody.
You already fucking ruined it, so never mind.
Yeah, I fucking ruined it. My name is Claude. My name is Claude.
Yes, there's meat. Just don't fucking grab into the bone. You'll be fine.
Okay, I'm trying to get...
Jesus, I'm not trying to interfere right here, but it's like he's feeding off a rubber chicken.
Feeding or feeding?
There we go. There's a chunk with some meat in it.
Try the chunky, meaty goodness.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but I think they kind of taste the same.
Shit.
Fuck.
This must be the extra spicy.
Give me that damn fork.
Oh, another try. Another try.
I think it tastes almost the same, except this is a little spicier.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll see what I think of this stuff.
All right.
Okay, crap.
She's taking a bite.
You can say shit.
I realize that.
She's enjoyed the Popeyes.
Well, Popeyes was kind of... It was tasteless. It just kind of...
No flavor.
And KFC was kind of tasteless, but it had an aftertaste.
So too much of something. What about the texture, the crust or anything like that? We noticed that the Popeyes was harder to cut.
Yes.
It was a sickly-ass chicken that they used.
Bacar!
That's meat on the damn thing.
Well, that's kind of crispy. I can't believe I'm eating skin. I hate skin. Whoa! I had a kick to it.
Okay.
It had a spicy...
So the spice is in the actual skin.
Did you, just bite into a peppercorn?
Yeah, the spice is in the actual skin. If you like the spicy, I guess you go for the Popeyes. If you just like spice, you go for the KFC.
So I guess either way, it's just depending on what neighborhood you're in. If you have $1.50 in your pocket or if you have $2 in your pocket.
Wake your wife up.
No.
Yes.
No.
I don't think that'd be a very good idea.
Well, you know... It also depends on if you really like Jason Alexander or not.
That's a good point.
He does have the puppy dog tail.
Well, you know, he's the bald guy. He's a member of your favorite organization, PETA, who recently...
Don't even fucking start that,
dude. Recently wrote a letter...
Eating of tasting animals.
Exactly.
That's the group I belong to.
Sure.
Yeah, he's a member of the NRA.
Shoot it and grill it.
We got a Charlton Heston in here, you know? We got our own little...
From my cold, dead hands. Higher, Chuck.
So, okay, so there we go. We just had the official taste test.
I like the crispy. So the Popeyes... Popeyes just seems crispy, period.
Okay, what about the actual meat themselves? Do you taste a difference?
The actual meat... There wasn't very much different. It seemed like the meat from KFC had a little bit more taste because it seems like most of the taste in the Popeyes was on the skin.
So you're saying Popeyes seems to really have just they really put more emphasis into the flavoring of the batter, not so much the meat.
Yeah, that's what it seems like because the spice. I guess my husband tasted the spice a little bit more than I did in the actual meat, but I didn't try the skin with the meat. I just tried the meat.
Okay.
So I'm thinking that it's in the skin. If you want it flavored all the way through, I'm thinking maybe KFC is better for you.
Okay.
Now, right. I've never done a side by side comparison of you.
Actually, a long time ago. These two.
And what was your...
The last time I actually did a side-by-side comparison, it was when they were doing the Coke, New Coke test, like when I was a kid.
Oh. I meant for the chicken! Oh. God damn!
I thought you were talking about, anything.
No!
I've had both. I could say I've had both. I don't like Popeyes, because one, they do their spicy, but you're right. It's all usually all in the batter of the skin. It's all in the batter that they fry with. And
I can still taste the Popeyes spice, and I'm really not liking what I'm still tasting. You know, when I ate it, it was all right, but it's lingering. I don't want it to linger.
It's lingering way too long. I drank half a glass of Pepsi, and I still taste it.
Okay.
Like I just ate it.
Over-seasoned, you wonder?
I'm voting for KFC as the winner, because I want to... I'm half tempted to lick my own arm to get the taste out of my mouth.
Yeah,
he does. He does it.
After, you know.
Are you going to have to lick his arm too?
I lick other things.
Hot sauce on the feet.
Say what?
Ooh. Hot sauce and jam?
For your name. I'm not saying anything now. For your name being Claude Balls, you don't really think with the part I think you would have thought with.
The Claude?
Yeah, never mind. I guess you did.
No.
Yeah, I vote for KFC. I I vote for KFC because it doesn't have...
Okay, well, I've actually done a little bit of also reconnaissance work, which is also going to go ahead and hit you by surprise as well. I've also queried the JLD on this.
Okay.
Who has also been through this similar kind of a taste test through her experience as well.
All right.
JLD actually had a vote for KFC.
Really?
Yes. Which is very interesting, and what actually brought this up. When she goes out to lunch, she will go to Popeyes and will get everything but chicken. Which is also kind of what I
get—that's weird,
understandable. And this is what, you know. I wish we'd have fucking communicated better because I just got chicken, but you actually got sides.
Yeah, I got
KFC.
Sides.
What it is, JLD really told me she likes the Popeye sides.
Okay.
And according to her, she really put it into perspective. She prefers the taste of Popeyes. I mean, of KFC, and she stated the same thing you did. There's too much of an aftertaste on it right there. However, she stated that what really makes the difference between the two right there are the sides. She will actually go to Popeyes on her lunch break, and she'll get like beans, red beans, and like the dirty rice right there, and maybe a biscuit or something like that. But she will not get the chicken. She specifically has expressly stated that. And if she's actually going to hold like a large dinner or whatnot to feed people, she will go to get the bucket of chicken at KFC and then stop by Popeyes to get the side orders.
Hmm.
Depending upon how it's going to be kind of themed.
Unfortunately, you're kind of cheap and you get any side items for us to enjoy. So we can't tell
you. Hey, cheap my ass, man. That cost me like $9 for that entire box. And a fucking guy looked at me like I was eating it all myself. And that's just hot when it came out. I'm not eating this. I said that shit. I'm taking this to other people. I was like, okay. I'm like, fucking bastard.
That's Christ, great. Man. Now, I will have to admit, the one that I went to for KFC was just down the road here.
Yeah.
And I quite literally pulled right in, ordered, and left.
Oh, no. I had to wait at the fucking drive-thru. I'll be right with you.
So KFC was definitely not fresh when we got it.
KFC's was definitely not fresh.
Mm-hmm. My stuff was fresh because the guy warned me, apparently, because he thought that was going to be some, you know, feast for one. And...
Geek feast order one!
Yeah.
I've seen a guy half my size eat an order of chicken like that and then eat like a quart of mashed potatoes and gravy.
Christ!
Me too. It was on National Geographic. There were fucking Ubangis with distended stomachs.
No. I used to work with this guy.
God damn.
Used to work with a Ubangi?
Well, that explains the weight problem there, Trench.
I spoke English, clearly.
All right. Good enough for this country. Anyhow.
Well, that explains the weight problem, Trench. Okay.
Hey! Aww.
Oh, shit, that's Aerosmith, man.
What do you think it said?
I thought you were wearing a Ramones shirt.
No.
For real, dude.
I know which one you're talking about, though. But no, it's an Aerosmith shirt, not a Ramones shirt. Anywho, so let's see. Well, taste test is complete, so I guess really...
Pretty much KFC wins right there.
Pretty much KFC wins for the chicken. You know, sides weren't really taken into consideration, so we can't give any points to
Popeyes.
Well,
I can yeah.
Honorable mentions, but...
But
no
I can
points.
Tell you one thing right now. KFC sides aren't bad. I can tell you one thing, though. KFC has changed their formula on their sides.
Really?
Coleslaw is not the same.
It's not as wet. It's kind of drier. I like wet coleslaw.
Well, the problem that I've actually had with it, I never really thought about wet coleslaw, pretty much, as I always thought it was actually too wet, in my opinion, to be honest with you. But what I can tell you from past experience right there, and so can Trench right there, which I never told him why, but yeah, their coleslaw now makes me very gassy.
Hello, cabbage. Hello, cabbage. Cabbage, hello.
Hi there! Okay, thank you. You remember a couple days ago when I was just like farting around your desk.
Oh.
You're like, is that you? I'm like, oh, yeah.
Get the hell away from my desk.
I cannot tell a lie.
Yep. No, actually, when it comes to sides, I don't like really any of Popeye's sides.
Mm-hmm.
But for KFC, I love their mashed potatoes and gravy. Always have. I can't eat their mac and cheese. They changed the mac and cheese, and now it tastes like mac and cheese grit.
Yeah, the mac and cheese is pretty nasty, and I can tell you exactly why you get the mac and cheese grit flavor.
They don't melt the cheese.
No, they do. The problem is, it's and this is going to gross you out, and it's the exact truth.
Oh, boy.
It's cheese skin.
From
sitting on the warming tray too long.
You know what pisses me off about KFC? Their French fries, because they used to like have these French fries that were almost like breaded French fries, and they fried them in the chicken fat. They tasted wonderful, and now they have regular ucky, crapping tasting French fries.
Mm-hmm. That was like an Iowa, Minnesota, Illinois KFC thing when they had
interesting
French fries. Yeah,
some of the best fries I remember were at a place called Pup and Taco in California.
You know, I've heard that name once before. someone told me about Pup and Taco. What the hell is a Pup and Taco?
Imagine a Tommy's, but you have nobody here has a fucking idea what Tommy's is. Let me go ahead and take the time to explain both. Let's backtrack. Number one, okay, have you seen the places out here for like the Philly Steakout?
Yeah, I've eaten there.
The buildings, right?
Yes.
Okay, that same kind of building right there.
It's a triangle A-frame type building.
Right. Tommy's is fucking great. Tommy started back in the 60s right there. They take, I don't know what kind of low-quality meat they use, man, but they put chili and shit on top of it. You know, like, have you had a chili cheeseburger from, Jack in the Box?
Yeah.
Okay, tastes almost exactly like that, but fucking better. They have chili cheese fries with the shit right there, and what they'll do is they'll put pickles on the fucking chili right there, and they'll put peppers on there, man. It's an out-of-this-world taste. Absolutely great, and they give it to you in wax, like fucking generic wax paper.
I used to work with a guy at Village Inn in Waterloo, and mm-hmm. he was originally from Southern California, and he used to talk about Tommy's all the time, and every once in a while he'd make us a Tommy-style.
Yeah. Tommy's is fucking unbelievable.
The only downfall was what it did to you afterwards.
Yes, yes.
And it tasted good going down.
What's funny, though, is with Tommy's right there, how he really got popular right there. He was, you know, if the stoners and the surfers would come up to him there right there, and the beatniks, if you bought like a Tommy special burger, which nowadays is like a double burger, before a special burger was a regular burger with two joints inside. So you got busted by the cops saying, you know, you really can't do that, man, but your food's real good. He's like, okay, fine. That's how he gained popularity. But he had the A-frames. Now, getting back even further, Pup and Taco had the same kind of style right there, though in a couple places they actually extended the front right there to become indoor.
Uh-huh.
They sold hot dogs and tacos. And
Hot dogs.
Hot and tacos. And they were fucking great.
You know, hot dogs. I'm thinking that there's something, you know, hot dog, taco.
Yes, I know.
Because you can eat it with one hand?
Yes. I know what you're saying.
The vagina.
A penis in the vagina.
I saw Son of the Beach. Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Now, I didn't see that. I did not see that.
And to be honest with you, all these years, I've never thought of that either. But basically, you know how you go to Jack in the Box and they deep fry the fucking tacos?
Yeah.
That's what they would do there and cook the fries in the same fucking vat.
I still will not try Jack in the Box from their little, what was it, E. coli or whatever scare back in the late 80s, early 90s?
Early 90s, E. coli, man. Some kid fucking died out in California.
Exactly. So Jack in the Box, sorry, still won't eat it.
Wasn't that proven to be an intentional tampering or something like that?
No, the employee had a bowel movement and did not wash his hands. They monitored the guy right there. So he wouldn't wipe his ass but not wash his hands. So E. coli actually comes from human waste.
Yeah. Yummy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that pride. Makes me want to eat Jack in the Box even more. Thank you.
You know what? Dude, he could be working at fucking Carl's Jr. now.
Yeah, you don't know.
He could be working at McDonald's.
Yeah.
McDonald's makes me crap all the time. So.
Yeah. That's what the fucking
Jack in the Box do to me. I mean,
kill you.
Should also take in the Del Taco out here, man.
No. Because see, they got
chili
the taco.
Cheese
no,
fries.
They got the taco. No, you do not serve French fries with tacos.
And the burgers, dude. The Del Taco burgers horrible. Rule. Those fucking rock, dude. That's old school Southern California style cooking.
Blah. See, surfer now we're food. Back. You know, we're back from the Midwest. We have, of course, Taco John's, naming genius. But you know, they got this thing.
My mom's in Oklahoma right now with her fucking.
But there's this thing,
and she's like, "You won't believe it. They got this place called Taco fucking John's out here, man. What kind of fucking stupid name is that?"
But they have a six pack and a pound. That's the reason I've gotten this gut today.
They're like potato ole things. They're like the best. They have like the absolute perfect amount of like spicy, salty crap on them. They're mm-hmm. wonderful.
MSG included.
MSG.
MSG. MSG is good. It's not healthy, but it's our
not
friend.
Not healthy, but
flavor.
It's our friend.
It tastes wonderful, but it makes us fat.
Yes.
And lethargic.
And raises blood pressure too. Oh, way too high.
Oh, yeah.
That reminds me. You have to get something out of your system.
Tonight we're going to... Do you want to do it now or you want to take a break and do it?
Actually, let's go ahead and take a quick break, clean up a little bit in here, refresh our sodas, and be back in a minute.
We are going to have a wake for one of our fallen.
Yes, so could someone please tell me, what are they listening to?
Spankwagon.
Only at?
Spankwagon.vftp.net.
We'll be back in a little bit, folks.
That's going to be a good commercial.
soul, shove the other in the bag with the rerun shows and the cocaine knows ya. The daytime crap of the folk singer's club. He hung himself with a guitar string, a slab of turkey neck, and it's hanging from a pigeon wing. But get right if you can't relate. Trade the cash for the beat, for the body, for the hate. And my time is a piece of wax falling on a termite who's choking on the splinters. So
I know, and for some reason I have this drawing. I don't know if it's because of the way I was raised or whatnot. I love poor people candy.
Poor people candy?
Poor people candy, like fucking Pez.
Pez, I've never equated Pez with poor people candy. I always thought
Pez. Only
Pez was inexpensive, but it was really damn good.
I love Pez.
I love it. Well, you can tell I love it. I mean, of all those Pez collectors, of
course. That doesn't mean shit.
No, it does.
No, you have
three packages of Pez with each damn head.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. That means that's a lot of Pez that I've eaten. I like Pez. I love orange Pez, and I've even had a cream orange Pez,
really?
Lemon Pez. I've had a plain
strawberry.
Vanilla Pez.
Strawberry.
I even had one of those mint Pezes they tried to sell when the mint craze started picking up.
Really?
Mint Pez, and it didn't come in a head Pez dispenser. It just came and looks like a very thin Zippo. You flip up the top,
uh-huh.
And it pushed out the little minty Pez.
Interesting. I think Pez, to be perfectly honest with you, I think Pez is some of the greatest candy on earth.
It is. Pure sugar, hard sugar. That's all it is. It's the opposite of cotton candy. Pure and simple. You crush Pez and you can probably make cotton candy out of it. Little Pez, little water, cotton
Pez
candy.
Is fucking great, dude.
So,
I love that because you know, I've explained to you how cotton candy is made.
Yes.
God, doesn't that make you sick how much they charge for it now?
Yes. It's pathetic how much they charge for cotton candy, and all it is what?
Strung sugar?
Strung sugar, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's ran through, well, it's liquid. Liquid used to start with.
No, what they do is they put in a cotton candy machine right there.
Yeah.
It's a head that what does it rotates at high speed and has heater bands inside that heat the sugar up and melt it and liquefy it. And as it spins out, it cools into a thin strand.
All right. So the reason we're talking about all this Pez all of a sudden.
Unfortunately, you know what? For a hard-drinking wife of yours right there, I can't find shot glasses in your house.
No, we have a few.
All I could find was an Aerosmith decorative one.
We don't. She's not a hard drinker. Prior to it, everyone thinks.
She's a sorority chick.
Yeah, well, no, she's not a sorority chick.
Fucking.
You twist it. It's like a milk cap. What we're going to do, actually, guys, is Claude found these. These are a Pez drink. Turn the cap.
I'm trying.
There.
Oh, there we go. Jesus.
And what these are
fucking adult proofed.
Claude balls proofed. No balls can get to our Pez.
Sounds like a chastity belt.
Ting! Oh, darn.
Yeah, you know what, by the way? I'm not letting go of this, but don't open one of these things and expect to put it back down.
No, don't. they don't sit. But what this is,
I've got... if you turn these things upside down, too, they look like a fucking IV bag. Yeah, man. Keep me on a Pez drip feed.
Give him the 250-milliliter Pez. Da-dum, da-dum, da-dum. All right, what these are, eggs, they say they're 100% juice, but let me read to you what it says here. I have the Sour Cherry Pez drink. It's in a drink bottle, like, you know, kid thing.
Like a Capri Sun, except for this one has a plastic thing on top.
Exactly, as a nipple. 100% juice blend of apple, pear, and cherry juices from concentrate with natural cherry flavor and added ingredients. So this is sour cherry, although the main concentrates are apple and pear, and then cherry.
Wow, how very ironic. I have regular grape, not sour, just regular grape. It's 100% juice blend of apple, pear, and grape.
Interesting. What's the apple and pear? Acidity?
How the fuck should I know?
I wonder what apple
and pear gets to. I'm just kind of curious as to why the main flavor comes last. I wonder if this has anything artificial in it.
Says here 100% juice, 100% vitamin C, no sugar added, a good source of calcium.
Same thing here.
Says all natural flavors and colors, refrigerate after opening. Not recommended for children under 3 due to small parts. So you can't give it to your kid there, Kev, because this cap will kill him.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yep. Although your kid is smart enough not to eat the cap.
That's true, too.
Nutritional facts. Serving size, 8.54 fluid ounces, blah, blah, blah. Calories, 130 calories.
That's a lot.
No fat, 15 milligrams of sodium, or only 1%.
260 milligrams of potassium.
Yep. And total carbohydrates are?
32 grams.
28 of which are sugar.
Uh-huh.
No protein.
100% vitamin C.
Calcium, 10%.
Wow, if you have scurvy, drink a Pez a day. It'll keep the limeys away.
Yeah, really. Hey, by the way, product of Canada.
Yay!
Eh?
Here's to the great white north, Hoosier.
Hey, Hoosier. Thank you. Cheers. Not bad. It's a fruit juice.
Yeah, but I just drank fucking Popeyes. All right, hey, Popeyes, dude.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, so, I just did my own taste test right here.
Yeah, Spank he did it called it dinner, actually.
Yeah, Spankwagon declares KFC is the winner, if anybody's curious.
Yeah. So, not bad, actually.
Wow. How
I'm actually not, it's not bad. It
even has their NASDAQ listing on there for investors on the back.
Jesus. Where on the back?
Turn it over.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. By the way, distributed by leading brands, NASDAQ, LBIX.
Which means Libby's.
Oh, that's true. It is.
That's it, dude. I've got it. What we do...
Pez chugging contest?
No. Use these kind of dispensers, fill them with beer for college kids.
No, I've already...
That's a good idea.
Hold on now.
I'm smart.
No, you're not. And I'll tell you why. At least in this case. No, actually, this is actually a really good idea. Like, because they do sell a lot of plastic bottles at ballparks and stuff like that because of the glass issue. But the thing I want to say is when my wife was in Italy the first time back in 96, she had wine, and I saw this when I was there again. The old high C juice boxes, the one with the straw. Well, they already package wine in those. Mm-hmm. So you could buy a little juice box of wine. Something to take on your little picnic or whatever you...
Yeah, but wine is made for sipping. I'm talking about speed binge drinking.
Oh, yeah, this is for binge drinking because, man, I got to drink it all. I got no air with it. I know you're pumping yours back up, putting air back in the bag. So I got to say, even though you figured these would be good gag thing to drink...
They're actually pretty good.
They weren't too bad. So,
thank you, Pez, for the refreshment, but fuck you for ruining a possible joke.
Yes, ruining a possible joke. Definitely.
Yeah, anyhow.
So, moving on. Actually, we were going to do this. We have to get this out of Quad System before we run out of time.
Do you have any funeral music, man?
Huh?
Any funeral music?
No, I don't.
I need some mood music for this.
Mood music? Let me
And then give me an intro on this.
Let me cue up some mood music, because we've got about 20 minutes left in the
broadcast. Please don't put Loser by Richard Cheese on. I'm already considered mean enough as it is.
Yes, you are, and this is going to push you over the edge. For those of you who don't know, we lost one of our foils, I guess you could say.
Yeah, basically what it is, I'm not happy about this for my own personal reasons. A lot of Spankwagon loyal listeners right here, whatnot. Character that I do, Homer, once in a while, he's not really considered total staple for the show yet. Which is, that's the problem. Yet, Homer is based off of a real-life person right there, and I'm kind of hesitant to actually mention his name on the air. For, you know,
we're not going to mention his real name.
Yeah, so we're not going to do that right there, but Homer is based off a real person. And the real person actually died.
Mm-hmm.
Quite tragically, for two reasons. One, he was alone, so nobody discovered the body for 2 days. Two, I found out he didn't have air conditioning. In the Vegas heat.
Oh, Jesus. Oh. That's sick!
All he had was a lowly swamp cooler.
Oh, my God.
Swamp cooler?
Yes.
It's, I don't know how to... I don't want to explain it. We'll explain it here in a minute.
Okay.
We got 28 seconds before we start up the final music here.
All right.
And then you only have 2 minutes and 14 seconds.
Fuck you, man. I'll do it as long as I choose, God damn it. Because it's gonna probably be funny. Swamp cooler, basically what it does, it just has a pump, cascades water down, and then air passes through the water to try to cool it, and then you have a squirrel cage fan that's supposed to push it through a central air ducting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've never heard it called a swamp cooler before.
What do they call them back in Waterloo?
We call them an inefficient piece of shit.
Oh, well, that's about it.
That's California as well, thank you. So anyhow... basically, yeah. So what we're doing tonight is we're having a cyber wake for Homer.
Well, sort of.
Yeah, sort of. I'm actually very upset by his death. A lot of people don't realize that because one of my characters I'd worked on for a long time and had the voices down pat were,
Homer.
Yeah, is gone. Fuck. And I really have a problem with making fun of somebody who really can't defend themselves. Cause
so after, you know, Claude and I, we were talking about this for several weeks now, actually, quite literally. What do we do? How do we handle it for the show?
Yeah.
Because do we keep making fun of the guy, or do we drop it? Well, we decided to drop it, but then I realized Claude's having a harder time dropping it than most.
Pretty much, because as it
it's a great comedic bit for him.
It is, and at the same time,
everyone loved it.
Yes, and at the same time, it's been very hard to cope with this as well when I have such great fucking inspirations as Silent J.
Yeah,
I mean Flying J.
Flying J.
Flying J at work. We were talking about this, and you know, we wanted to have a real live wake for him. Problem is, we have to steal a body,
and we're not going to do that.
And because Homer was a big fucking guy,
Homer was 6'4", if not more.
Yeah, and weighed almost 400 pounds at least.
Big easy. Guy.
Easy. Flying J basically said, "So what the fuck's going to happen? Are you and Suavecito going to go and fucking steal a fucking body? You know." What the fuck? You know, he's going to take both of you to lift, and he's going to tip over, and you both are going to fucking, like, you know, suffocate, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look like turn all fucking
blue.
But
you and who?
Suavecito.
Who's that?
Suavecito is our newest member to the message board.
I noticed that.
Yes.
Who is Suavecito?
I'll tell you offline.
Okay.
But yes, he said, yeah, both of you going to look like fucking Smurfs that Gargamel fell on top of when they find you.
I know who you're talking about now.
Yes.
Baldy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that's fucking cold. And Flying J really started, you know, going, he's like, you'll be a pallbearer, man. You go, you have to get a fucking weight belt and shit like that, dude.
Oh, ouch.
The biggest debate, though, of course, is how did Homer die? Right now, it's down between Trencher's theory and I. I'm Mama Cass, and he is,
You're Mama Cass, in other words, choked on a chicken sandwich.
Or something else.
Something else.
Some sort of food product.
Yes. And I feel is just his general inattentiveness to his own health.
Yeah.
He did not take care of himself in any way, shape, or form. He was horrible at that. You know, there's been occasions
so.
Where we've literally had to drive him home because he let himself get so sick, he was literally falling asleep.
Matter of fact, yes, and this is something I wanted to clear up right now. You and another co-worker at work, actually, were the last ones to actually physically see him alive.
You were the last ones to see him alive.
So, just to kind of clear up to ease Flying J mind, you did not kill Homer, did you?
No, we did not kill Homer.
Okay, because Flying J started to go off on a conspiracy tangent.
Yeah, as far as I know, Homer walked into his home. Big J and I watched him walk in, and we both did a U-turn in the truck and got back on the freeway and got out of there. Because we had to get back to work.
So another question too is what you know for a Halloween special? Would you be game? We're gonna go to Homer's trailer and have a séance.
All we get is a laughter.
We're gonna bribe the spirits of the dead with some fried food,
cheeseburger.
No more. I'm dead. Yeah.
Now, our luck, he's, like, vengeful and wrathful, you know, and all mean.
A poltergeist right there?
Yeah.
I can't imagine Homer being a fucking effective poltergeist. Boo! Boo!
I'm sorry
to be this guy. I'm so sorry.
Let me tell you about my first wife.
He's gonna haunt houses, dude. Late at night, you won't hear. Ooh, yeah, ooh, ooh, yeah. And I actually got yelled at for work doing that, you know. The pathetic, you know, the lazy ghost and shit haunting house.
So. Yeah. What we're going to do is...
Up in the attic, there's a fucking, you know, specter asleep. God, he was Mormon too, dude. And seriously, you know what, man? You know, you kind of feel bad for the guy, especially, you know, because he was in such sad condition. But he pesters you enough to try to elicit guilt from you. You would actually go ahead and just start getting angry with the guy.
Yeah, you would.
I myself mentioned this earlier off the air. When he started telling stories... I was so turned against him at one point when he started telling the story about how his father used to beat him for basically only being overweight when he got home from school. All I could do was chuckle picturing it.
Yeah, you really, you know, I hate saying it. I mean, you really tried, but you just couldn't feel bad. You had a hard time feeling bad.
We were
bad.
Discussing this today, actually, and this is very interesting. Homer used to have a picture of his daughter.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yep.
Yeah, and I had to share a desk with a guy at one point where, like, I would come in, like, was that coming in afternoon or morning shift?
I don't even remember then.
But what happened is I would sit in that desk right there, and I would end up having to, I would end up covering the picture of his daughter over. I was working the afternoon shift because he came in mornings and would leave, and I'd sit in that desk after he left, and he would have this picture of his ugly daughter right there. I'm sorry, dude. It was like...
It was an ugly daughter.
She had this very forced smile that was like this. You know, like
gritting the teeth. She just got kicked in the.
Yeah, you know, like kicked in. The, you know, got fucking kidney punched for real. And then she had bug eyes, dude. And it was just like, God, I couldn't fucking stand to look at it. I'd like throw a fucking cover over it. And then he'd like blame me for that shit right there,
which was accurate.
No, for when the picture was stolen.
Oh,
I didn't fucking steal it right there.
Who
and
knows?
Then Flying J would like to go ahead and continue this series offline. Flying J is proposing a new addition to Spankwagon Radio.
Oh, dear God.
Flying J says he's going to attempt to learn Flash animation. We've heard that before.
And we heard that one years ago.
And he wants to do a weekly cartoon with Homer.
Oh, Jesus.
Or if not, actually...
Well, monthly. All I got to say is after this, he's dead. And he's dead for the show, too.
Probably, so. Unless, you know...
What I'm going to do?
Oh, I got the spirits going. Oh, there we go.
All right, why don't you go ahead and take some time and get it out of your system.
Fucking Homer. Fucking guy died, dude. He's like fucking, you know. The guy was, he was like left alone for 2 days. No fucking air conditioning, dude. And like, I people are like asking me, what's taking so long and shit, you know, for the, you know, why are they having their funeral like now? I'm like, shit, dude, he was like left alone right there, you know. They gotta like really work with the guy, man. You don't want to go up to the fucking casket, touch the body, you know, and your finger goes through like fucking, you know, pudding skin, you know what I mean?
Ew.
The biggest, and Homer was not a small person, right? So, you know, the biggest fucking question was like, you know, it's got to be expensive, the refrigeration bill, to keep him right now, dude.
Ooh.
Oversized fucking fridge. And that was not just by me, dude. That was actually proposed by other people.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So what I want you to do right now, get it out of your system, do all your Homer now.
You know, I'm dead now. Yeah, I'm not gonna really rise from the grave. Night of the Living Homers, dude. Brains. Del Taco. No, brains, yeah. Can you imagine that shit, dude?
Wait. Homer as Chewbacca.
Chewbacca! What a Wookiee!
Okay. Quick, what's your favorite movie?
Star Wars.
Oh, shit. We already did that. Name a movie. Just any movie. Any movie. Any movie. Come on.
Blade.
Homer and Blade.
Homer and Blade right there.
Thank you. Okay.
Homer at a fucking gristle rave, dude.
Okay. Homer and... Think of another movie, Claude.
Think of another movie. Yeah, definitely, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Homer is Yes Man?
Homer is... No, dude. Homer is Rain Man.
Oh!
Yeah, fucking Homer is from her friend.
Homer is Sling Blade.
Fucking... Sling Blade? You want Sling Blade? I'll say, like... Mashed taters, yeah. Goddamn.
Okay.
We have gone back in time to save an ancient species, to save the future. Because if you listen to Homer whine, dude, it was like it was Star Trek 4. And we're also as it is right now, another funny guy from work. We don't have a name for him yet, right there. But his name is Chris, right there. We've already debated if we go to the the memorial service on Saturday. Are we simultaneously just going to go out in church?
Oh, can you imagine the 30 sheets of green people would turn?
I've already gotten yelled at by my supervisor for at least show a little fucking respect. Like, I am! You're the one that has a fucking problem! Because she was like, you know, the worst part about this is when I realized I felt so bad when he died. Not because he died, but because I didn't feel anything and didn't care. I'm like, dude! She goes, I felt so inhuman. I'm like, that makes you human!
Yeah.
So fucking what? I mean, can you imagine that, the church hall? I want to do ventriloquism so bad.
Homer was a good man!
I want to hide behind the casket and do ventriloquism.
Put a whole speaker behind there.
Grab my horns, yeah.
Oh my god.
God, do you remember horrible. Remember when he got married, dude? He met his wife through LDS singles online.
Yes.
Through
internet love.
For Mormons only, because he's Mormon. Homer! What a Mormon! Do you know the love of Jesus yet? Yeah.
Can you imagine him on his mission?
No. Dude, he was in his fucking mid-40s and still wore a CTR ring, okay?
CTR?
Okay. Jesus, I can tell nobody studies their enemies here. CTR, choose the right. It was this program initiated by Mormon elders, you know, which means old people.
Okay. Elder means old.
Yeah, to go ahead and keep shit like, to inspire young people to choose the right thing to do in life, so it was choose the right. Of course, once they typically get married after they go on their 2-year mission and shit, they exchange that ring for a wedding band, but Homer just moved it to a different fucking finger and still wore the CTR ring. It's very rare. You won't really find it down here that often, but typically you'll see that with like high school kids in their cars. They'll have a CTR sticker on the back of their car or something like that.
I'll have to remember that next time I see that.
And you'll actually see it. It looks like a little shield with like a fancy scroll of CTR.
Okay.
It's actually a Mormon ring. You can actually tell people right off.
Oh, God, we have a Mormon gang in Iowa.
You have a Mormon gang?
I think so.
They ride bicycles and shit? Name tags?
They have cars, but they have, like, Hondas that are lowered with, like, a...
Oh, no, that...
can on the exhaust.
No, no, that's not CTR. That's not CTR. That's Type R.
No, no, it says CTR.
No, that's CRX. That's CRX. God damn it. Get a little more emotional. Fuck.
He was yelling because he has the headset on.
No!
And he didn't know what he was hearing.
God damn.
They, like, walk around with their pants sagging and talking about Jesus. They try to look like gangsters from the ghetto.
Really?
Yeah.
No, you don't understand. You don't understand. It's pretty bad there. Now, I will say this.
There's Mormons in Iowa.
Oh, yeah.
You know what's a trip? I didn't know what a Mormon was until I came out here.
Really?
Yeah, my worst interaction with one was Homer.
Homer.
God damn.
You're totally crazy. Your blood for Mormons.
No.
No.
No, they did that all on their own as a whole.
No, the Book of Mormon, you'll have the Torah, you'll have the Talmud, you'll have the Catholic Bible, King James Bible, New Revision Bible, you'll have the Koran, you'll have many different religious books right there. People take religious scriptures and quotes from being religious historians, biblical scholars and religious scholars, yeah. Things like that.
Theologians.
Yes. The Book of Mormon, everyone refuses to recognize. It's made up, dude. Yeah. There is no fucking part two to the Bible.
Yeah, I know.
Yep.
You know, South America, you know, I mean, they talk, like, you read anything else, right? No matter what the fucking book is right there, and when they talk about a specific region, they have animals and shit to match, okay? Talk about Jesus being in South America, and there's no fucking llamas or parrots or shit like that. There's, like, oxen and shit. Like, there's no fucking cows down there and shit, you know?
Yeah. I know the Book of Mormon's always been a crock.
Oh, yeah.
Book of Mormon.
And dude, they try to put it in hotel rooms here. Instead of Gideon's, you get the Book of Mormon.
Really? Instead?
So I see it instead or with.
I've always seen it with.
See, I've never seen. I've seen it with, but I've seen one where I open up the thing looking for the Bible just to see who gives out the Bibles in that area. Book of Mormon. Slam.
Yeah, you know what was really fucking great too? What? Oh, this was fucking classic. One of the true fucking Homer quotes right there, dude.
Hmm.
Black people are evil.
Oh, I remember when he said
this
that.
This does not come from me. This
is
came
not
directly
you. This
from
is
fucking
literally
Homer.
From Homer.
That it's some sort of scripture or some shit like that in the Book of Mormon. That all the fallen angels after the battle in heaven right there with Lucifer, they didn't go to hell. They fell to earth and God cursed them with dark skin and they fell to Africa.
Really?
Mormons believe that shit.
That's why all the black guys I've ever been friends with hate Mormons.
Mormons, it's a fucking racist religion, dude.
Yep. I mean, this is a fucked religion. I'm sorry. When you create your own Bible, you create your own little church. Now, is there some things like, you know, that really are just mind-boggling to most of us, like Masons and shit like that, and Orange Men, like you've told me, and all that shit?
Masons and Orange are totally different.
But,
those aren't religious things.
Those aren't religious, but they're organizational. I'm going to say...
Yeah, Masons. Mason. The only religious, real kind of facet of Masonic organizational type things is you have to have a belief in God of some sort.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's really when you start getting in Shriners and Zelda, there's something else where it's specific Christianity that's involved with that. But no, you can be Islamic and be a Mason.
Okay.
Yeah, the upper levels of the Shriners are all Christians.
Yeah.
You have to be a all very, right. very. Basically, you have to become a civic leader to become like a Shriner.
Yeah.
I mean, okay.
It's pretty strong.
Great. The only other person that knows about fucking Masonic stuff right there. Didn't you ever see that shit in Waterloo for you?
Yeah. We had the Masonic temple and stuff. I just never really took an interest in knowing anything.
I have friends that are Masons.
So.
See, and my family is trying to get me to become a Mason right there.
It's not too bad.
A
really.
Tech Mason?
I mean, it's the oldest brotherhood. I mean, it's the oldest secret organization, but they hid the Christians. They hid a lot of important people over the years. They tried to stop the Crusades. They did all kinds of wild stuff.
Yeah, they've actually talked a lot about that because Masons have really led shit a long time. They say it's probably possibly a thing with society right now because the Masons are not leaders anymore behind the scenes. Why a lot of shit's going wrong right now with the economy and other stuff too. A lot of theories on that.
Interesting.
There's not enough young blood to take over.
Interesting. Let's go ahead and we're going to switch topics now. Actually, I'm going to do an overrun of the show tonight.
Cool.
First thing I want to cover is I want to cover some spank news.
Spank news. Yeah.
Spank news that'll affect us all.
I'm going to be switching between Homer the rest of the night.
Okay. And then after tonight, we will say
unless it's going to
thank
be
you for the humor. Huh?
Unless it's in private.
Yeah, unless it's in private. But as for the show, we'll have to say that at least Homer was able to do one thing for us. Make you just a little more funnier.
I can do it on my own, but it helped to have the
it
character.
Yeah. Just wanted to let everybody know, it looks as if the old General Lee will be getting a tune-up. There is a script. There is a script. Warner Brothers is going to do a big-screen version of the Dukes of Hazzard.
Did they have the reunion show?
They did, where Daisy Duke looked like really much like Daisy Blim.
God,
it's still
yes.
being wrestled
Schneider's
into shape.
Schneider's the only one to look good.
I know. Check this out. It's not stopping Ashton Kutcher, Paul Walker... from joining the cast. They want to do it. Paul Walker, the white guy from Fast and the Furious, and Ashton Kutcher is the guy from the 70s show that is like banging Demi Moore right now.
Yeah. No way! Him?
Yeah.
Dude, where's my car?
Dude, where's my car from Cedar Rapids, Iowa? He's fucking Iowa boy.
Dude,
banging
where's
Demi
my
Moore.
General Lee, dude? Come on, what the fuck, man?
Dude, where's the general?
He's actually pretty smart, but...
Yeah, I know, dude.
Really
most smart people can play the dumb. Most smart people can really play them. By the way, they are looking at it. Kutcher is such a fan, even dressed up as Luke Duke last year on Halloween. Okay, I'm sorry. What'd he do? Go to the Gap, get a little plaid shirt, some jeans, and boots? What the fuck?
Jesus,
what'd he
dude, do? He's not Freddy from Scooby-Doo, man.
Well, that's true. But, so they're talking about that. Also, to play Daisy Duke, they're looking at Britney Spears.
Ah!
Oh,
no. No.
Britney Spears play Daisy Duke.
No.
Other news, actually.
I'll tell you who would be a good Daisy Duke, man.
Who'd be a good Daisy Duke?
Dire hair right there. The chick that plays Rogue from X-Men.
Anne Paquin.
Yeah. She's got the Southern kind of thing going on, yeah.
She has that pouty look, too.
Yeah.
Nice pouty look. Anywho.
Imagine her and some Daisy Dukes, man, in a Jeep with no doors. Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah. Boing.
Schwing. All right, moving on.
Be better than Reese Witherspoon. Oh, dude, yeah, that was great. Homer getting hard over Beyonce Knowles. That was funny.
I thought they were evil.
You know, oh, she, you know, she's really cute. You know, she's a fox.
Yeah, he was a weird guy. Hey, by the way, you want to talk about fat people? Heavyset man suspected of using his massive size as a weapon during a string of gas station robberies, including one at Seal Beach in California, I'm assuming, has been arrested.
The fuck is this Kid Chameleon, dude?
Dexter Burnell Brown, because they always have three full names, was arrested outside his Anaheim home. Bad guys.
Black guys?
Bad. Jesus.
I'm sorry.
Was it James Patrick Jr.? Was arrested outside of his Anaheim home late Thursday.
He's not black. Well, he could have, you know, decomposition. Yeah. He looked like the California raisin now, dude.
And he only weighs 150 pounds.
Heard it through the grapevine. Yeah.
Basically, this guy is a 6'6" gentleman who weighs upward of 400 pounds, and he's expected in at least 6 robberies around Orange County. Several television stations broadcast...
What the fuck did he elude police?
Check it out, though. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Check this out. What he would do is he would sit there, walk into a gas station, and literally corner the clerk physically with his 6'6", 400-plus size, and demand money. He didn't really muscle him. He just kind of, you know, gutted him, so to speak. But squished him. You know,
I'd give him the money and then shoot him in the fucking head.
It's really... But I guess after they start showing the videotapes on TV, like five, six people just start turning them in. And they're like, you dumb fucker. Moving on. Okay, moving on to this one. Actually, it's two interesting news articles. What's the worst thing you could imagine happening to you in a titty bar?
Getting molested by Homer.
Okay, you?
I'd have to agree with them being molested by a big fat guy.
Okay, well,
give me,
we're not
give
talking.
Me some sugar.
We're moving on here, actually, guys.
Give me some anal juice, yeah.
Ew. Just when you think you've seen all the dangers that a strip club can offer, something new comes along.
Well, I know that what's dangerous is big titties will fuck up your neck.
You're close. You're
or the guy
close.
Who sued.
I remember the guy who sued that. But another guy is now pressing charges because a stripper, a 20-year-old stripper, came up to this guy, hovered over, and said, "Do you want some of this?" And according to the, I like this name of the police department, but the Below Jackson Police Department.
Below Jackson.
They reported that she had recently given birth and shot something out of her breast in a white, milky form.
Striking
the gentleman in the face, going into his eyes and by his nose, believing he'd been slimed with mother's milk. The gentleman became angry, contacted a club manager who apologized and offered him free soft drinks.
Ooh, yeah. And I may have had the AIDS, so give me some fucking Coke, man.
Yeah, really. And lap dances. The guy declined. All the freebies contacted the cops to file an aggravated assault complaint. One of the club's owners told officers that the lactating lap dancer acknowledged she had started to leak a little bit, possibly maybe drizzling.
Guys outside the club going, what the fuck?
She spins around the pole. It's like a sprinkler.
Can you imagine sleeping next? Yeah, I know. You fucking like sleeping next to her, dude. Looks like a fucking whirligig on a lawn.
She puts tassels on. It's milk caps. Pogs on her tits. Hey, some Las Vegas local news, and I like this. I like where this is going. A Las Vegas doctor learned the hard way that time is money.
Yeah, you read that too. Right on.
A man got so fed up waiting 3 hours to see this guy that he sued for $5,000 in a small claims court.
But only got $250.
They only awarded him $250. That makes sense. The man said he waited to wanted to teach a lesson about treating patients with respect. The doctor said he is appalled by the ruling and will appeal. The doctor said he overbooked to get the man in before he left on vacation, but he fell behind, shuttling between his four offices, and can't be faulted because another patient took longer than expected. The head of the Nevada State Medical Association said the case can be a warning to doctors about patients getting frustrated with long waits.
Yes.
Amongst all of our other doctor crises we've had here in the Vegas Valley, in Clark County.
Excuse me. We now have this. I'm happy and sad about this.
Me too.
Excuse me. I'm very happy, as in it does teach doctors a lesson, and as you can't be fucking dicking around.
Yep.
You know, and treat people secondarily.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because you know it's not always easy to go someplace else. What it was is the guy was going to go on vacation to Greece for a couple of weeks. You know, I guess somebody's going to bend over backwards, show him a good time. Yeah. So what was going to happen was he was going to go there, and he needed some sort of back work done to his back or some shit like that because it was really bothering him. And he wanted to feel good so he could have a good vacation. And what happened is he showed up at the doctor's office, and he had a 1:15 appointment.
Mm-hmm.
The guy showed up at 12:30. And by the time, 3:30 rolled around or something like that, the doctor still wasn't in there. So he fucking stormed out and said, fuck this, and went ahead and sued the doctor.
Cool.
Now, it is good, and as you know what, it does teach doctors a lesson.
But?
He goes, well, I can't neglect another patient right there, but he's already said he overbooked and stuff like that. That is neglecting.
Yes.
You know, and if you know what, he wasn't able to pay much attention, he should not have booked for that day.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah. They're not saying neglect anybody. They're saying only take on your caseload that you can handle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but at the same time, I am worried as in I don't want that to be another excuse for fucking doctors to leave.
Yes, doctors needed to leave. And I don't see it as that causing doctors to leave. You know what I see that causing doctors to do? Underbook.
Yeah.
I mean, we already have a case where we know of some people at work that had to wait 3 weeks to get into a doctor.
But I'm also worried that could really start driving up healthcare shit, too, because insurance companies might just not out of genuine concern or anything legitimate, might just use that as an excuse to start raising rates.
It's true.
Insurance company uses you farting in the bathtub as an excuse to raise your rates.
Fuck, man. Farmers Insurance in Nevada just fucking got their shit to increase insurance rates by 17%.
That's ridiculous. Anyhow, guys.
So that's why my car's insured through fucking Oklahoma right now.
The company I work for wants to make us pay for part of our health insurance because the cost of health insurance is going up. They own the health insurance company.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, right before I left, they actually built their own doctor's offices and then started having the employees go specifically to the doctor's office that they built. So that way they could have more control over the employees' the overall life.
Yeah.
You know, they can kind of pressure the doctor and saying, he doesn't need that, he needs this.
Of course. Company doctor, man. Everybody knows that's evil.
Uh-huh.
Just look at old-fashioned coal miner type shit, man.
Exactly. I mean, that's really where it's coming from. Next thing you know, these guys, they're going to be paying these guys in either tender or just plain notes.
Mm-hmm.
So, who knows? Hey, guys, you have been listening to the world's greatest internet radio show.
And you still are, because we ain't done.
We're done.
No, we're not.
We're out of time.
I still have another fucking news story to talk about.
You do?
Yes, I do.
Let's cover it.
All right. You know the Star Wars kid.
Everyone should know the Star Wars kid.
Everyone knows the Star Wars kid.
Do you know the Star Wars kid?
Yes, I've heard the story.
Okay.
Good. Have you seen the video?
I have not seen the video yet.
Well, you may need to look at the video quick before it disappears forever. Basically, let's give a rundown for a lot of folks who don't know the Star Wars kid, and you can find him on JediMaster.net. You can find the original and all the
Jedi hyphen master or
no,
one
just
word?
Just JediMaster.net, one word. What it was is he was this kid up in Canada who had a video production class. And what he did was he videotaped himself with a golf ball retriever, not a broomstick as previously thought.
I thought it was a curtain rod from the noises it made.
It was a ball. It was a golf ball retriever. Okay. I guess if you're fucking lazy or some shit to get out of the water, I don't know. Anyhow, he thinks he's fucking Darth Maul. And the BBC was funny as hell when I read the story. They ripped the kid a new asshole in the process, saying this kid was emulating Darth Maul moves and obviously not very well. He sucked at it. The kid's like twirling this fucking stick around. It's like a fucking pole, okay? He's twirling around like he's fucking Darth Maul, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he's fucking jumping and spinning. He's got like, there's like a fucking tarp in the back the kid slips on at one point, almost falls down, hits the fucking walls and stuff. It's funny as shit to watch.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened was four classmates, I had this class with him as well, allegedly stole the videotape from school, brought it home, digitized it, and uploaded it to Kazaa, labeling it Star Wars Kid, funny as shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, what ended up happening is everybody started downloading this shit on the file sharing service, and it's hilarious because millions of people, they estimate, now have seen this. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is, on a lot of sites, they were just ripping this kid a new asshole, saying, oh, dude, man, that's so fucking lame, he's an idiot, blah, 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 all this shit. Well, like, the, for instance, the guy host JediMaster.net, him and other ones that were on news group really fell for the kid, because, you know, they're like, shit, you know, we did stupid stuff like this in school, blah, blah, blah. You know, geeks unite, okay, for your fellow geek. Well, what happened is one guy actually fucking took the video.
A guy who actually works, from what I've read.
I've heard that. I don't know.
That could be, like, you know, folklore. But he works.
The rumor is he works at ILM.
Yeah.
And what he did is he actually took the fucking lightsaber right there. He actually did this shit frame by frame and put on the same effects.
Lighting
from the
effects,
movie.
Saber effects, sound effects.
Sound effects, everything.
It works.
So the kid is like, whoom, spinning it around. Then somebody does a different version where they go ahead and they put him right there and they superimpose a previous image of himself right there. So he ends up, and they give it two different lightsaber colors, red and green. So the kid ends up fighting himself. It's funny as shit. They have another one where he's, like, fucking having to, like, hit, he's, like, you know, smacking away blaster fire.
Uh-huh.
You hear, pew, boom, like that, and he's flying around. They even have it when he hits the ground on the wall. They actually show where he fucking cuts it and sparks fly and shit.
Nice.
They have another version. What the fuck is that thing called? Remember in Star Wars Episode 4? When Luke's like got the blast shield down and there's that little floating ball and shit shooting
yeah,
stuff out.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
there's actually a name for that.
The little training ball. Training ball, I think.
Yeah, there's some sort of fancy name.
Right.
They have one where there's all these ones flying around. He's like having to fucking avoid them and he's like fucking blowing them up and shit. And it's funny. Then people started going really ape shit. Then they fucking start doing the kid right there for Braveheart. They color his face so he looks like William Wallace in war paint. And they do like, and they extract him from the background and show fight scenes from Braveheart behind.
Nice.
Then you know, like, you know, the ending of Braveheart where the sword is like, you know, bouncing the wind. They do that with that fucking golf ball retriever right there. They do other shit right there. One is funny as hell. Somebody like tripled the speed of it, put the Benny Hill theme to it.
Yeah.
They did all this shit right there. They did him versus Scorpion from Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
It's not him one on one. Where they do an animation of him.
Move on.
They do the sound effects.
Okay.
And my favorite, absolutely, it fucking totally is Fart Kid.
Fart Kid.
Yeah, they have the sound effect going. And every time the kid bends over or something, they do a nasty fart sound.
Ouch.
Fucking hilarious. And like the Scorpion one goes, oh, yeah! The fucking Liu Kang stuff. It's goofy as shit to see. The other ones are not done too well. The fucking, you know, Star Wars kid in the Matrix. They do Star Wars kid T3, where he's fucking liquefied like the T-1000. All this fucking shit. And now the kid is suing for mental damages.
Fuck.
What a loser.
They raised an online thing. Somebody said, you know, we should buy the kid an iPod. So then they ended up raising like $2,000. And they're buying the kid a G4 PowerBook. Like, all these online geeks took a collection
of. A liking for them.
And there's an...
Background is me shitting my pants.
Yes, and there's an online petition for George... That thousands of people have signed for George Lucas to put this kid into the next Star Wars movie.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck him. Give me the G4.
And he's suing... He's suing the parents of the kid.
Parents are suing. He can't sue.
The parents are suing the four other children. Now, I don't know if this is total or each... But they are suing for $250,000 Canadian.
Eh?
Yeah, eh? Because he's from Canada.
Weird.
Now, to put this really into perspective, for folks who may not have seen the video yet right there, the kid looks like an overweight Harry Potter.
Yeah.
He's wearing these really tight pants. You know, it's like a uniball in the front, okay? This is fucking long striped shirt, which the buttons are like screaming going, ah! Because it's so tight on him. He's got the fucking Harry Potter haircut and these big, thick Coke bottle bottom glasses, yep. The round frame, just like Harry Potter.
So, Star Wars kid. So, check it out. What was the site again?
Yes,
Fat Harry Potter.
It's Harry Potter went onto a fucking pastry binge, man. It's JediMaster.net.
All right.
See it now before the kids sue you.
Before you get sued.
And if anybody is curious, just kind of pitch the site as well. Spankwagon.vftp.net. On the message boards right now, I have temporarily changed my avatar over to the Star Wars, an animated GIF of the Star Wars kid fighting.
Yeah, that's right. I did see that.
Yeah.
I did see that. Okay. Well, I think, is it safe now?
I'll be back, yeah. You can't stop me, you know.
All right. This has been Spank Wagon Radio.
Spank.
You know, I tossed that. Wait, what's the website?
Spankwagon.n3.
Wrong. Try it again.
VFTP.net. Yeah.
Spankwagon.VFTP.net. Yeah. I've been your host, Trencher.
And I'm the dead spirit of Homer. Yeah, I'll be back. Yeah.
And I want to thank Kevin and Mindy for sitting in tonight in the
that's very nice of them.
Baking studio and trying out our chicken test.
Yes, which I had my quick dinner down below, and you can have the chicken.
All right. Anyhow, we're going to call it a night. Thank you very much for listening. We will see you next week at the same time. Until then.
Same Spank channel. Until then, stay cool, all of my niggas. Spank Wagon listeners.
No, he really did mean listeners. It's okay.
For real, yeah.
Don't hurt us.
Please don't sue us.
We're innocent little white guys. Thank you for tuning in to Spank Wagon Radio at spankwagon.vftp.net.
Good night.